Our first scripture reading for this Jewish Sunday comes from Genesis 1 through 5. That is from the first book of the Bible, Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. Let us read. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was all over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. Here ends our first scripture reading.
Our New Testament reading for today comes from John 1:1-4. This is from the Gospel of John, chapters 1, verses 1 to 4. Listen now to God's word to you. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was in the light of all people. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. I'm Katie, and I will be doing the sermon today. Some of you might know my grandpa and my parents. I grew up in this church. One of my earliest memories of this church is getting my second grade Bible. I stood right up here with my grandpa and read Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. It was the first time I had my own Bible. I had the Word of God in my hands. I never imagined standing in front of all of you and having this chance. Thank you all for helping me on my journey. I chose John 1:1-4 and Genesis 1:1-5 because I love learning about how things happen or are created. In school, I have always enjoyed science. As a result, I tend to do very well. I think it's my love for seeing how things work and how they came into being. God created us and the animals and everything else he created in creation. Creation is both in the New and Old Testament. This is the reason I chose these two scriptures, so I could show you how creation is in both. The more I read through scripture, the more I learn about how everything happens and how things are supposed to happen and why they happen. I put this sermon together by praying a lot over the scriptures I chose, Genesis 1:1-5 and John 1:1-4. I wrote a stream of consciousness, which means I wrote the first thing that came to mind as I was reading the scriptures. As a result, I learned a few things from the scriptures that I would have never really looked into. I would like to share some of the things I learned with you. Creation is not just in the first book of the Bible, Genesis. It is also in the Gospel of John. What most people don't realize is that the Son is present in creation. When I say the Son, I mean the second person of the Trinity, S-O-N, who we call Jesus, not S-U-N. Every time I say the Son, know that I mean the second person of the Trinity. The Son is a part of the Trinity, and the Son is God. John 1:1-4 talks to us about the Word. Just like in John, the Word was present in Genesis when God spoke words to create. In the beginning, the Son was the Word, and the Word was in creation. John tells us the Word was made flesh and was with us, and we live that reality when Jesus walked upon the earth. I had thought the Son was present 2,000 years ago, but he has always been there from the beginning to 2,000 years ago to even now living with us, as John says. John speaks about God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit present at creation and with us now and forevermore. Genesis tells us that God created light. He saw it was good. When he created light, he put it in the sun too. He later made the sun and flesh so he could help everyone. In John, the Word was Jesus. That tells us Jesus has always been there. It wasn't just the Holy Spirit and the Father together. It was the Son, the Holy Spirit, and the Father all together. He has always been there and always will be there. I discovered in this part of Scripture that Jesus has always been present from the beginning. He is the light and will always be there. I understand now that Jesus is God and has always been God. He is the light who shines in our darkness and will always be there to show us the good. From my earliest memories in the church to today to what my future holds, I know Jesus will be there ready to guide me. You can also rest assured and take comfort knowing Jesus has always been there for you and will always be. He will be shining in your darkness. Amen. Lord, thank you for creating all the beauty around us and for all you do. Amen.
You may be seated. Let us pray. Almighty God, we come before you today on Youth Sunday, recognizing that while we are young of age, your servant David slayed Goliath while he was yet a child. Your servant Samuel obeyed you and changed the world while he was yet a child. A child brought loaves and fish that Jesus was able to bring to you to feed a multitude. So we come before you today, bringing what we have to offer to your service. It may not be much, Lord, but we do know that you can make great things happen any time that people offer themselves to you. We lift up to you prayers that are on our hearts and minds today. We pray for those who are facing medical conditions that leave their future uncertain at this time. We pray for those who are facing struggles financially and struggles in their relationships. We pray for those who are entering a new chapter in their lives and ask for their strength and forgiveness, or strength and support. Oh my goodness. We pray for this church and we thank you for this family that loves us and supports us. Strengthen the church and its programs so that all it does will be a true reflection of your presence in our midst. We pray for this country and ask that you will guide all of our leaders and teach them they will always to always trust in you. We pray for this world in which we live. Let there be peace on this earth, and let each one of us play our part to make it happen. We pray all these things in the loving name of Jesus our Savior, who taught us to pray by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.